Hey, this is Eric Cabral from podmax.co, and you're listening to EA Interviews.
EA Interviews, episode 264.
Inspiration, transformation, success stories, and the imperfect action round. 7 days a week. Join Mario Ficini for today's Expert Authority Effect interview.
If you ever wanted to get booked on a podcast, I know I have. And it's a fun thing to do. And if you're like, why would I want to get booked on podcast? That's why I have Eric Cabral, the founder of Podmax, here. And we're going to be talking about how you can not only get booked on other shows, but how you can be doing it real time through an event that will get you booked on multiple shows. I'm excited to bring him up right after we thank our sponsor. Every business needs a book, including yours. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Cabral. Eric, how are you feeling today?
Absolutely wonderful, Mario. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited. You're feeling good and that you're here because I know what you're doing, and I think it's so good. And I just want to ask you, for the people who want to get on podcast, why is this one of the easiest and most effective ways? And for someone who has never done it before, why should they care?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, thank you for having me on your amazing show. You're the ultimate pro host. Next level, brother. Absolutely. You know, we produce and create podcasts on our end too, but you're next level, man.
Well,
we all aspire
that.
To be you, Jedi Master. Bow to you, Jedi Master. I'm Padawan. So, no, but good stuff. People often wonder, like, what's a podcast? What's the podcast? Is it radio? And whenever I talk to those folks, I'm like, okay, go somewhere else and figure it out. But no, I'm kidding. It's you know, and I know it's a massively growing, quick growing industry. You know, Spotify purchasing Anchor, everything that's happening behind the scenes with large corporations jumping in, Amazon recently, and we've realized as podcasters that the power also lies on the other side of the mic. And becoming a guest on someone else's show does multiple things, one of which leveraging and getting access to another community that you didn't build. Someone has put all the work and all the effort. I liken it to a house party, right? So like, imagine going into a neighborhood, and this is what my event is. I'm making a point here. You go to a house party and you walk in and there's food, there's wine, there's people, there's interesting people all, you know, having fun. And then what my event does is that's not just one house party. You can go next door and then knock on the door. It's like, hey, come on in. I'm Mario. And this is all my people behind me. Come on in, stand on the stage and tell your story. So we continue to do that for entrepreneurs. And people like to call this, I'm not in love with it, but people call it speed dating for podcast guests because it all happens in one day. But Podmax really is way more than that because we actually realize people need training, getting clarity on their message, getting confidence. And we help to do that in some pre-event training before the main event. And then people get to guest on shows. But then all this wonderful stuff starts to happen, like the networking and the party feel and the mastermind. It's really, truly become a unique event in our industry. And we're just happy that through all the crazy stuff that's happening, we actually gained a huge following and built a massive community and are putting something out there that's unique to the industry.
Well, I like house parties and that sounds like a lot of fun to me. And I know from guesting it is because that's exactly what it is. Whether you have a book, a business, or it doesn't really matter what you want to get out in the world. I mean, it matters to you. I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but the reality is it works for a lot of different things because you're, like you said, you have that platform with the trusted authority and someone's allowing you to take center stage. You could never just walk up on someone's stage and just start talking, but with podcasting, you essentially can.
Right, exactly. And I love that house party analogy because you literally didn't have to buy anything. I mean, maybe hopefully you have a mic and a headphone but you can step into, it'll help. And the podcasters appreciate it. So if you're guesting, please do us a favor, buy some professional or at least close to professional equipment. Mario's next level, but someday, hopefully, maybe you'll get there. But the thing is, when you get on other people's shows, it's not an overnight thing. So you have to understand, even with podcasting as a host, it's the long game. It's a marathon and not a sprint. And we've had people come through our event, you know, over a year ago that are still hitting me up and saying, oh my God, Eric, I'm still getting leads from the event that I went to. And that was 10 PodMax events ago. So not only just the event, but think about this, Mario, how many people you're closing in hundreds, right? 300 shows, people probably are still getting followings and connections through shows they've recorded with you years ago. So it's this evergreen, what we call in marketing, an evergreen strategy where you create content through other people's platforms and podcasting, because now podcasting has become a very visual form format as well, like Mario is doing here. But it's constantly giving. If you're offering value to people and it's being generated through the social machine, well, that's powerful. And it's does a lot of wonderful things for you and your business.
I couldn't have said it better. One of my favorite things to do with my author clients is take them through and go, what assets do we want to create? Because it's not just a picture. It's not just an interview. It's not just anything. It's, if you think about it as a business asset, it's one of the reasons I love helping people with publish and promote their business books, because it's the same thing. It's an asset that once it's done, you can leverage it for decades plus, and you do it one time, the work one time. And I love doing the work one time. You know, all I want is a honest week's pay for an honest day's work. You know, how can you leverage that and get it going longer? And podcasting is such a great way to do it. And I look back going, yeah, it's not overnight, but at the same point, time's going by either way. What do you do with the first 50 episodes, the first 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000, 2,000? It's like those things will live on forever, whether you continue or not, because at some point you're going to have to stop. I mean, even if it's the end of your life, you're going to have to stop. But just think about what that lasting impression is for people, your family, the generations to come. I mean, it's kind of powerful. It's like surreal powerful.
Mm-hmm. It's legacy, brother. It truly is. And never has a generation other than ours had the unique opportunity to create legacy through content. And, you know, you're going there, you're going deep. So I'll follow you. Is that I often think about this product, and I'm going to put it out there for anyone who wants to pull the trigger on it, because this is a really good idea we haven't implemented yet, but I know someone can build a business on this. Is if you can create a podcast that interviews elders, the older generation, the baby boomers. My parents are baby boomers. My wife's parents are baby boomers. And you capture their stories, their passion, the things they've experienced that no one's experienced. You know, my parents are in their mid 70s, and they've experienced a ton, right, of evolution in technology and businesses and seeing things come and go. Well, they have a wealth of knowledge there. If we could capture that and package it for someone and say, hey, here's your parents' story, and now you can share this with your kids, their grandkids, their great-great-grandkids, and it lives forever, a time capsule, basically. And I'm like, man, one day, Mario, I'm going to make that happen. But if someone finds it here, it's free. You can have it.
You know, I've always wanted to find veterans and do similar to that for the veterans, because, you know, so thankful. And I was very happy. Recently, I got hit with a Facebook ad, probably because I was watching a bunch of military stuff and learning and documentaries and all that. But this Facebook ad came across me, and it's this company that is looking for all the veterans also to give them the flights on the original planes they were flying, you know, one last time. And they're like, we don't know where they're all at, but they do it completely free. And I'm going to get the name of it. I'll put it in the show notes. But I was just like, I started showing people, and it brought me to tears. And I was just like, this is fantastic, because, you know, they're the reason we're here right now.
Yeah, 100%. And think about how if they weren't in multimedia, you know, a very small percentage of the people, the baby boomers, you know, captured their voice and their videos and told their story other than, you know, around the dinner table. You know, podcasting is such a wonderful medium. And now, you know, it's synonymous with video and content creating through video. What a wonderful way to keep them alive forever and ever.
Yeah, preserve the memory.
Yeah. And having just the audio is fine, but the audio video component is powerful.
You know, I was going to ask you about that because I've noticed more and more people going, oh, because when people ask me to be on their show, I'm like, is it audio or video? And I'll tell you, if you tell me it's audio, I'm like real excited because I get to relax. But if it's video, I'm still going to excel because I love it. But I have like 30, 40 things I got to check off. When it's just audio, it's like, no wonder everyone loves this. It's so relaxing and I love doing it. But the reality is I don't know anymore. And it used to be 50-50 and now it seems like it's upwards of 70-80%. So I got to ask you, how did you get into this and what gave you the idea to start the event?
Yeah. Oof. Okay, hopefully we have more than half an hour here, but no, I'll make it short, Mario, because it is somewhat of a long story. So I left corporate America after 20 plus years, climbing the corporate ladder, hit the glass ceiling, and I was like, oh my God, is this all? I mean, I'm making good money, but I know there's more. I know not just more money, but me as a person, I wanted to evolve. And I saw that, you know, there was restrictions there. So I ventured off and I left the creative industry, graphic design. And I was like, I'm going to become a real estate investor. And I was like, this is a new chapter. And, you know, I got the blessing from my wife and she says, yes, let's look at the numbers. We have enough runway. We have enough savings. Let's do it. So I started real estate investing. And what I found, Mario, was that the community was such a loving abundance mindset community. Like, come on, come on. We're all about information and sharing. There's more of us. Let's just keep creating more, like gremlins. Let's keep pouring water on everyone. And I loved it. I was like, oh my God, how can I serve this community? Well, creative. That's what I'm great at. And I notice I'm a unicorn in the space. There's no creatives here. Everyone's a left brain analytical data guy or girl. And I was like, I could do this. I could do that. And people started to notice what I was doing for myself and my businesses. And they said, can you do one for me? Can you create a website for me? You create a brand and a logo for me, and eventually a podcast for me. And it be created a multimedia agency called On Air Brands, where we create and produce and do social media promotions for podcasts that we produce. So that built a network of podcasters within, you know, the On Air Brands network. And I said, people love being on shows, and how can I give more of that to people? I have dozens of podcasters, you know, in my network. So I was like, hey, I'll put it out there. Do you want to come in and be interviewed on some of our shows? I would love to do that. Oh, you want to pay for that? Very cool. So then we created an event. It was live. I called it PodMax. It was called PodX at the time, but that was taken. But PodMax. And I was like, come on in. I'll get some catering. I have friends that I've interviewed on my show that own businesses and restaurants. They'll cater it, fully catered lobster rolls, all that stuff.
Yum.
And it became this thing, Mario, where people were like, oh my God, this is like a mastermind. There's so many brilliant people because they paid good money to be in the room. You're reaching next level entrepreneurs that had a lot of value and insight. And they started to create this vibe of energy and abundance where they wanted to help one another. And they started partnering. And it wasn't about podcasting per se, but it was about finding a tribe of people that want to help each other and connect and grow something bigger together. So I was like, wow, let's do this again. So I did 3 live events. And then we all know what happened. The world, the economy, everything shut down. And I was like, let's pause here. Let's figure this out. Didn't take too long, but we launched a virtual event. We've since had 7 virtual events and they keep, it's a hockey stick growth. It's to the point now, Mario, I'll skip to the end of the story. We have venture capitalists and investors coming in and recognizing what we're doing and saying, hey, we love everything. No one's doing this. How can we support you? How can we help you grow? So that's where we are now with PodMax, where we're just growing at an exponential rate and we're growing a community as well of people that just like literally in tears whenever they come to the event, because there's so much deep connection being made that they keep coming back over and over and over and over. So now they're looking forward to it. It's their mastermind. It's their way of now more than ever connecting to people at a much, much deeper level.
That's fantastic. Building communities, bringing people together is like one of the best things you can do with your time, I believe. You know, because you literally can change someone's person. You can literally change someone's person's life. That made total sense, but it came through. The message came through, even if the words didn't. That's fine, though. For anyone listening in the future, what was the first year you had the event?
2019, I believe. We had our first event in September. I had connections through my podcast with Entrepreneur Magazine, Jason Pfeiffer, to be specific, the editor in chief. And he said, yeah, sure, I'll come to your event live. So he came down, he took the train from New York City into Trenton, New Jersey, and he spoke on our stage. I interviewed him. And that right there, if anyone takes anything away from this, the power of branding through association. I highly, highly recommend that you find people and thought leaders in massive industries, or everyone recognizes they're a household name. And if you could get them next to you in some way, shape, or form, whether it's through a podcast or, you know, some way, get them to be a part of what you're doing. Well, that does multiple things for you. One of which, offering credibility, you know, having people associate you with that person, because now you're creating what we said earlier, evergreen content with that person. And that just crescendoed into VaynerMedia, Shark Tank, all these other brands, because Jason was the first to say yes. Now everybody else said, oh, well, I want to be associated with those brands, and now I'm in good company. So that's really what exploded PodMax over the course of the past year and a half.
Are you open to a side thought or a different thought on that too?
Yeah, please.
I don't disagree one bit. One bit. I've said very similar things, and I think everyone should be doing it. If you want a shortcut, even before I really knew what it was, when I went full time in business in 2008, I was like, I don't want to spend 20 years doing this. I found the biggest, most recognizable companies around me in the market I was targeting, and I got them all as clients, and it was 10 times easier to sell everyone else, without a doubt. I didn't even know what it was. It just seemed like common sense to me. It's literally all it was. But you were saying, because of that, all this other thing, I would like to throw in there, you started with a high standard and you kept the standard high and you attracted the right people. You know what you wanted. You didn't just say, come one, come all, you know, whatever happens, happens. You kept the bar high, which attracts people like you and me and them to say, we want to go to this event versus the other 58,000. You know, because there's a ton of events in any industry. It doesn't really matter what it is, but how do you choose? How, you know, people are giving you their most precious time, their most precious thing, their time. And I don't think that's by coincidence. So props to them, but props to you too, because you knew what you wanted and set the bar high.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that, brother. It's funny because I always say it wasn't necessarily by design, but it was, you know, because it was all sort of the subconscious blueprint going on where, you know, reading the proper books, listening to the right podcasts, aligning myself with people like you over time starts to sort of dictate, you know, the waypoints and where to go. Basically opportunities, right? Whenever an opportunity presents itself, it's like, do I open that door or do I open that door? And it's really not just about that, but also being prepared for those opportunities when they present themselves. So there's a lot of self-work that has to be put in, a lot of just self-awareness. You know, people often want to serve others. That's like the mantra now, right? Especially, you know, love Gary Vee. He's like, how do you help and serve others? Yes, there's a ton of value in that, but you can't help anyone if you don't put the oxygen mask on yourself first. So I highly, highly recommend anyone out there who's growing their business at an exponential rate, hopefully you are, and God bless you if you are, is you have to also put the work in, whether that's through exercise, nutrition, yoga, meditation, whatever it is that works for you, take care of yourself first, then you can help others.
That is a great expert authority insight, because so many people, myself included in the past, be like, oh, let's see how many hours I can work a day and da 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 da. And
yeah, guilty. Yeah.
All you, it's not the solution, because it's still all on you. Now my goal is, how little can I do for the maximum output, but have the team and the company grow? And some of my best memorable moments was when I was at an event, I didn't do jack the whole week business-wise. I mean, I was networking, doing my thing, but I love people so much, I don't really consider it work. But, you know, the show was still going out, the promotion was going, and it was, I was like, oh my gosh, this is working. Because there was a lot to prime the pump in the beginning, but I just will never forget waking up, walking down to the event, and I was scrolling, and I'm like, oh, that looks, holy crap, that's my show. You know, I was like, what? I was like, oh yeah, we had this discussion last week. Totally forgot. I was like, this is cool. I need to be doing more of this stuff where, you know, take me away from it. I'm good at like this. It's about 3-4 things I do. The rest, I try not to touch it too bad. So I want to ask you, with all the success stories you're having personally and the people going through your event, what's your biggest, most transformational success story of someone that's come through?
Oof. Let's see, which one do I talk about? To be honest, one of the first things that pops in my mind, and it's not directly, it's probably, you know, a few breadcrumbs away, getting people on shows that they're huge fans of, right? Mm. So Cashflow Ninja is one of our big shows, and I'm connected to, but they haven't come through our event, but Bigger Pockets is huge in the real estate investing community. And through real estate and becoming somewhat of a thought leader within the podcasting industry as well, I'm able to take people that I get to learn and love, on through our event. Then I'm like, hey, I make connections after the event. So it's not necessarily you interviewed or recorded with them during our main event, but because, like you, I just want to give and love on people, I'm like, get on more shows. You know, it doesn't have to be through our event. Here's a connection. You have a wonderful voice and you have so much to share. Here's more people. So one of the things that happened recently is we had Hal Elrod, the best-selling author of Miracle Morning, who's become a friend of mine. And he was coming in and sharing so much with the community that that he was shouting out to people, like, and saying their names. They started to use it as promotional pieces for them. Here's where I'm going with this. I realized that this was sort of going to happen, not that specifically, but because I was interviewing him during our event, I was like, what if I took 30 minutes and gave podcasters an opportunity to interview him for 5 to 10 minutes? People that keep coming, people that are offering a ton of value to the community, give them the stage. Boy, Mario, when they interviewed him and they know how to leverage it, because they take the content, they make micro content, they keep pushing it out, it explodes their business and their credibility to the point where it's going beyond the event, because now other podcasters who didn't even participate, other entrepreneurs who didn't participate are seeing, and they're also getting opportunities to connect to the people at our event, you know, like Hal Elrod. But yeah, it's magical. Case study wise, there are people that say, I've literally gotten dozens and dozens of leads through your event. But to me, it's the connections and the relationships that are made. That's the most powerful.
You and I are in the exact same boat, without a doubt. I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, introducing the right people.
Yeah.
Well,
especially if you vibe with the tribe.
For sure.
Right? And
some people just aren't a fit, like, and that's fine, because there's, you know, I was watching someone pretty famous on the internet the other day, and she's hilarious. And she was like, hey, if you don't like my stuff, that's fine. There's plenty of other people. You know what I mean? It's not like you have to be a one size fits all to everyone. And it's better if you're not, because, you know, there's some quote that's like, I'd rather be a first class me than a second class you or something. It's like, be yourself, basically. So yeah. I got one more question before you, what is with me? This is the third time I've just been like, but I know you understand it. I have one more question for you before we go to the whatever the second half part thing is that I've called and said hundreds of times. The Imperfect Action Round. All right, this is the thing I was hiding from you before we started.
Got
this
it.
Is the wheel. Ow. The wheel of whatever. And it always ends on the question I need it to. Do you know what the question's going to be?
I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm joking. I actually come up with it before I spin it sometimes. Okay, stopped right there. So my question is, who would you love to interview that you haven't yet?
Oof. This is in the cards. I know it is, just because it keeps coming through. And I hope that when it does, I can ask the right questions that haven't been asked before. But Gary V is at the top for me because I mentioned off camera, much of his tribe has come through our event. We've gotten to learn, love, and know, James Orsini of the Sasha Group, and now the chief heart officer of VaynerMedia with Claude Silver. You know, we're taking meetings with them and growing our business fully with them through some of their programs. But Gary V, I'm sure somehow, some way, PodMax has been spoken through the halls of Vayner. And at some point, we're going to be sitting across the table and, you know, he's going to be talking about the Jets and, you know, we've got a lot in common. So I'm looking forward to that conversation someday.
Nice. That's a great one. And I have no doubt. Without a doubt, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're manifesting it, Mario. It's happening.
Well, I'm glad you shared that. And we're going to thank our sponsor and come back for the Imperfect Action Round. You've heard me say every business needs a book, including yours. And it's true. And that's why you should visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit generating business book in 8 weeks. But you know what? Don't take my word for it. Take it from a few of my authors, like Lori.
And I went from having an idea and a possibility to actually getting my book published.
Or Catherine.
Thank you for making my mom number one best-selling author.
Or Mary Alice.
What he got done for me in 3 days regarding my book launch, unmanageable.
John Cody.
I've worked with Mario over the phone and online, and he's been very helpful in getting me where I needed to go with promoting my books.
Rocio.
There's no way in the world I would have been able to do this with somebody else. I've attempted it in the past. It didn't serve me. As a matter of fact, I ended up more frustrated than anything. So this has been a very seamless process.
Adele.
If you're looking for an amazing business coach, I highly recommend Mario Ficini.
Or Bill Benner.
I can't make a higher recommendation than to work with Mario Ficini. He has been great for me, and right now I won't work with anybody else except for Mario.
Hey, their words, not mine. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now, and I look forward to hearing your transformation as the next video success story. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. And we are back with the Imperfect Action Round. Eric, are you ready to take imperfect action?
Let's do it.
3 questions for you, 60 second or less answers. The first one is, what is the fastest path to the profits?
Oof. Networking, relationships, making deep, meaningful connections with people that will, with full transparency and no hidden agendas, people gravitate towards that like moths to a flame. So yeah, make those deep, meaningful connections and the profits will come.
Love that. Number 2. What is the biggest problem you see your prospects making and the fastest way for them to fix it?
Creating content. We all know that's a challenge, especially now with the standards being so high, creating content weekly, daily, refreshing it, putting out your message. I think creating content is the biggest challenge people have right now. So that's something that we do and we help people with. So hopefully people can find us and figure out how to do it. We can do it together.
Excellent. Number 3, what is the best way to maximize customer lifetime value?
It almost goes back to the first one, right? I have meetings with people that I've met years ago. They get on my calendar and it's just because they love me. I love them. And we need to connect and update each other on what's going on. And then it's never an agenda. It's like, hey, brother or sister, how can I help you? You know, who can I connect you to? Because the network hopefully is growing if you're doing it right. and you can connect the dots for people and make some meaningful connections and relationships for others, and then they'll give you the credit for it. So yeah, that's probably the best answer.
What books have made a big difference in your life?
I always say The Purple Pill. Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad made a massive impact in my life because it gave me the confidence to leave corporate America, or else I'd still be on that hamster wheel right now. And, you know, Good to Great has been something that keeps coming up recently. So I'll throw that out there as well. But yeah, there's so many books, you know, Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning changed my life too. So a lot of good stuff.
Great recommendations. Robert Kiyosaki's one of my favorites. I've read all the English versions of his books with the exception of like two. He's one of the people I would love to have on the show.
Oh, we've had him on our show, so maybe I
oh,
can
no kidding.
Figure out.
Yeah, I have all dozens of his books, The Cash Flow Game, the digital versions, the online versions, the everything I could, and that was quite some time ago, let's say, but it's still great content.
I'm not making promises, but yeah, I can probably send an email.
Well, I would appreciate that. He's really cool.
Yeah, he's awesome.
All right. Well, where would you like people to learn more?
Yeah, the best place, podmax.co, is a place to go. This way you can see a little bit more about what we're doing and how we're doing it, and hopefully it makes sense for you and your business, and you know, we'll meet there.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. It's been a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Mario.
All right, Expert Authority World, we have another great episode here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. You're already the expert, but have you transformed your expertise into a tangible asset that will generate and qualify leads while increasing profit for you 24/7? And if so, how well are you promoting it? With the Expert Authority Effect publishing method, it's easier and faster than ever. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you got a lot out of it. I know I sure did. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to subscribe to the show. And also be sure to check out eainterviews.com for complete show notes, the full interview video experience, links to the resources we mentioned, and more. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you tomorrow.